Hello and welcome to Under the Surface, number 282 on Rock Rewind. Hi, my name's Dave and I'm here for an hour show. Got some really good stuff this week, a couple of new ones in from Metal Blade, some old classics and just some things I've dug up. And to kick things off, we're going with a golden oldie from Judas Priest, and this is Hell Patrol from Painkiller from 1990.
Why?
First up there was The Priest with the classic Hell Patrol, swiftly followed by Slaughter Extroys with Blood in the Streets from Free the Beast from 1998. Sort of tech thrash, power metal, speed metal, whatever you want to call it, but it's very engaged, and it's a bit impenetrable when you first hear it, but once you get really into it, it really, really delivers for you. Really good band. Well, we're checking out. So next up, something a bit obscure. I was in Greece last weekend for the opening night of the Maiden tour, and I was in No Remorse Records. They've got a label and a really good shop. It's just jaw-dropping stuff, you know, you could remortgage the house in it. But this was a band that I hadn't thought about in a while, a band called Randy, and this is a track from their 1987 demo called Come On, Let's Rock.
But you could.
So first up there was Randy from Denmark from 1987, and then swiftly followed by Accept, but not the Accept, not the Udo or the Mark Torino that we all know and love. That was Accept with Prisoner from Eat the Heat from 1989 with David Reason vocals. A very, very overlooked album. Be honest, I overlooked it mostly as well. Haven't listened to it in years. And I just was a chat about it in some chat group last week, and I thought I'll give this another dig, and I really enjoyed it. So that was Prisoner. I'll probably give that another spin at some point as well. So it's nice to hear. So next up, first cross from the New Armoured Saint album, Emotion Factory Reset, and this is a track called Every Man, Any Man. And coming back into Europe again, that was Cruel Force with Savage Gods from the Haneda album, which came out this year. Young guys giving it the old thrash, sounds good, done the old way. Not that new sort of overly technical, overly produced, you know, that's that new stuff. I'm not too fond of that there. I'm very fond of, really, really enjoyed it. So the weekend, I was saying, I was in Greece in the opening of the main tour in the Olympic Stadium. Absolutely brilliant gig, as usual. A few fluffs first night of the tour, you know what it is. They cleaned it up by the time they got to Bulgaria 2 nights later. But Athens, great city. Any amount of churches and statues and walking to be done, and very cheap to travel in. Cheap food, cheap booze. Hotels aren't overly expensive, you know. Good city. I would highly recommend it. So on with the tunes. One that was we were listening to in the hotel room, YouTubing death metal sets at 2 and 3 in the morning with too much drinking, as you know how that goes. So here's one, Dying Fetus with One Shot, One Kill from the Stop at Nothing album from 2000.
Let's go.
And following Down Fetus, another one over from the Metal Blade guys, Black Dahlia Murder with a track called Aftermath from their album Servitude, which came out in 2024. But I believe they've got something new en route, and they lost their singer a few years ago as well, and I think he's been replaced. I don't really know the background of that there, but seem to be a band that are fairly popular. I've had the chance to see them a couple of times and never really bothered, to be honest. It was one of the festivals, Lords of the Land. I think I went and got a Chinese instead. But there you go, you live and learn. So a couple of oldies from the thrash years, 1985 and 1984 respectively. And this came up in another chap group of men, and it was, which one do you like better? Sodom, The Sign of Evil, or Destruction, Sentence of Death? Tough choice. So I'll give a track off each one. First up, here's Sodom with Blasphemer.
Blast, blast, stunning, harsh, got no drama, no doubt, blast, blast, blast.
And after Sodom, that was Destruction as Promised with Mad Butcher from the Sentence of Death EP from 1984. And there's two covers to that one. There's one that's they're just all decked out in their studs and their bullet belts and all that. A friend of mine used to wear all that bullets and stuff. We're coming back from Liverpool, stopped by security, and the question was asked. It's 1989, 1990, you know, still in the heart of the things that were going on over here. Is there a war on somewhere, son, that we don't know about? Oh, how we laughed before he nearly got whipped in for the security for the old rubber glove treatment. But the other Destruction one is still the studs and bullet belts, but it's like a fake skeleton coming out of a grave or something. That wouldn't like mind that cover, actually. But there you go. So let's calm her down a bit. The Black Crows have got a new album out called A Pound of Feathers, and I've listened to it, and I find some of it not too bad, and some of it's utter dross, so it is. It's just like that old man Americana stuff, which I cannot abide. But there's a good rocking track called Profane Prophecy.
Yeah, then I came from midnight just
And stepping back in time a wee bit with ZZ Top with Just Got Paid from the Rio Grande Mud album from 1972. I think they're playing this weekend. Well, Billy Gibbons is playing this weekend. Can Billy Gibbons really play and not call it ZZ Top? But that's another question, I suppose. I suppose it's solo stuff. It's the Rory Gallagher Festival in Ballyshannon. Whole weekend in Rory Gallagher music. Be a harsh ticket to deal with, I'm sure. Wouldn't be for me, that's for sure. So, next up, Canadian band Gatekeeper. Just straightforward, forward heavy metal, the way we like it. And this is a track called Exiled King, and it comes from Western Shores from 2023. And following Gatekeeper, that was Bloodstar with All for Nothing from the first Sighting album from 2023. And that's a band, it's a side project of the guitarist from Visigoth, who've also been very silent for a long time in their time. They had a new record out. Do like them. Very, very good old school heavy metal. So thanks for listening. I hope you had enjoyed some of that. Some new ones there and some golden oldies, and a lot of gigs are happening, sort of happening. There's the big all-day tribute thing in the Mandela tomorrow, Saturday. AC/DC, Kiss, Heart, Rock and Radio, a whole load of stuff, but probably worth checking out. £30 in. I think there's a Rush tribute on Belfast. Clutch just passed this week, Acid Rain passed this week, and then Voivod's in a couple of weeks. So, busy, busy times. So at the end tonight, after much conversation with my travelling companion at the weekend about My Dying Bride and just how Aaron needs to get back with My Dying Bride and just be done with it, I thought I would end on a long one. I haven't done this in a while. So this is The Cry of Mankind from The Angel in the Dark River from 1995. So until next time, look after yourself and enjoy that sun while it's here.